Last year we brought you the extraordinary story of a young woman diagnosed with a terminal disease who came to Kerry, faced up to her condition and won an international award for her writing. Kerry Jade Williams told us an incredible story about how she was diagnosed with Huntington's disease a couple of years ago, and which is a debilitative condition which results basically with everything shutting down in your system, unfortunately, and it's an awful way to die. She said to us that after her diagnosis, she took up writing. Her first novel, she told us, was due to be published in 2023. And she also said that her screenplay had been acquired by Netflix. She also won a prestigious award, a very prestigious award, the Financial Times 2020 Bodley Head Financial Times Essay Prize, which was all about writing with Huntington's disease, about being diagnosed with the rare degenerative disorder, and how she found technology allowed her to find her voice and express herself. Now, questions have been raised now about the veracity of what Kerry Jade Williams had to say. You might have seen a number of articles that have appeared in the press in recent days and online in recent weeks in relation to Kerry Jade Williams, and claims that Kerry Jade Williams is not her real name, and that in fact her real name is Samantha Cooks. We've contacted Kerry Jade Williams, who was living in Kenmare last year, but we don't know where she is currently. And we've asked her to respond, but we haven't heard from her yet. We contacted her, we rang her and emailed her. So we haven't heard from Kerry Jade. So she's very welcome to contact us. We would love to speak to her about the allegations that have been made against her. But first, I spoke to Mark Tai, senior journalist with the Sunday Times. And I asked him about his investigation and his belief that from his investigations, his inquiries and his research, that Kerry Jade Williams, the inspiring young author based in Kenmare who wouldn't let Huntington's disease stop her achieve her goals, is in fact a woman from the UK called Samantha Cooks.
We know she got a conviction in 2011 for defrauding a childless couple out of £1,200 sterling. She made up recommendations from another family, saying that she'd been a surrogate, you know, who carried a baby to term for a well-off couple. And this childless couple said, "Oh, this is the perfect thing we need. Just someone who will, you know, they had problems with their own on the fertility front, and they needed a surrogate." And Samantha Cooks took in their money and, you know, didn't provide the service that she was advertising. And she was convicted of that. And in court, you know, her barrister said that Samantha had psychiatric problems arising out of a cot death, a sudden infant death issue, where she lost a baby at a very young age in 2008.
That conviction, that happened in the UK in 2011.
In Teesside Crown Court in Middlesbrough in England, yeah. So the judge called it a cruel and sophisticated fraud that she perpetrated on this childless couple, you know, pretending to be a surrogate mother. And, you know, as a way of mitigation, she avoided a jail sentence because of the mitigating circumstances about her own complex psychological and emotional background arising from the death of a young baby at a young age. You know, she'd been a social counsellor student, but she dropped out when she became pregnant. This is what her barrister told the court, and unfortunately then she lost the baby at a very young age.
And that is very sad.
Yes, of course, yes. And but, you know, arising out of that in 2013, we know that she was reported missing. West Mercia Police issued a missing person appeal. She'd been missing for some weeks. And you know, there was public stories written about that. And they said at the time they suspected she was in Clane in County Kildare in Ireland. Around that stage, we picked up the thread in 2016. She was in Tullamore, we know, for some time. There was an allegation that she had left a kind of an accommodation bill unpaid, and that was brought to court, but there was no conviction recorded. But there was the guards did pursue that an issue in 2014 in Tullamore. Next, you know, we picked up the thread in where she lived in kind of between Wicklow, Glenageary, and South Dublin, where she was going around posing as a missionary, a former missionary, who also said that she ran a women's refuge. She also said, you know, when she was abroad working as a missionary, whether it be in East Africa or in the Middle East, that she had experience of dealing with special needs children. So she was kind of posing as a therapist as well. And this is where she came into another people's homes. We spoke to Hilary Geelan, who was, got an autistic son and, you know, was on a waiting list for many years to get her son, Reese, evaluated. And she was told by a good friend of hers, oh, you know, you need to talk to Lucy Fitzwilliam. This is the name she was using then.
Could I take you a step back there, Mark? Because,
yeah.
And we might just ask later on how sure you are that the woman that we interviewed, Carrie Jade Williams, who won the Financial Times Bodley Head FTSA Prize, that she and Samantha Cooks, who was convicted of that fraud on that childless couple in 2011, that they are one and the same person. But we'll go to that presently. As you said, you've talked a bit now about this woman moving from England to Ireland. She's originally English and she would be now approaching her mid-30s. So she's in, take it up there, she's in Ireland. You've outlined some of the places she's been in the East Coast. At this stage, when she was living in the Dublin area, in the Leinster area, what name was this woman going by?
There were a number of pseudonyms she was using, but the one I suppose that she used for some time in the Glenageary area in 2016 was Lucy Fitzwilliam. So that was the name she was going by as a missionary and someone who was involved in a women's refuge in the Dunleary area of Dublin. And then to address your question about how we know that Samantha Cooks and Carrie Jade Williams are the same person, basically, you know, anyone I would have spoke to, I'd ask them for photographs. Have you got photographs of you know, the person you knew as Lucy Fitzwilliam, or the person who in Cork who was Rebecca Fitzpatrick? You know, and they all have these photographs, and they all Samantha Cooks has these distinctive two moles on her neck. You can see from you know, her Financial Times photograph. And in all those photographs, you can see these two moles, you know. And I asked all those mainly women that she befriended, you know, are you sure that Samantha Cooks, you know, you dealt with her, you had her in your house, you sat down with her, and, you know, there's a group of women now who've about 16 of them on a WhatsApp who are kind of sharing what they know among themselves. And each one of them is convinced that, indeed, yes, Carrie Jade Williams, the person who won the awards, who became quite a prominent TikToker and Instagrammer, social media star as well, a kind of a budding literary star, you know, interviewed on Radio Kerry, interviewed in The Kerry Man, interviewed on a number of literary podcasts and video blogs, that they are all the same woman that they dealt with in their homes, Lucy Fitzwilliam, or, you know, Rebecca Fitzpatrick later in Cork. And as well, look, when I went to the Gardaí, I asked them about Carrie Jade Williams, are they pursuing this? And the Gardaí say to me, this woman had a number of convictions in Fermoy, and they gave me a date. And when I checked with the court service about the date given to me by the Gardaí, I know I'm jumping forward a little bit here, but the convictions are recorded then under Samantha Cooks. And I've also seen evidence that the driving license that Carrie Jade Williams had has the exact same date of birth in 1988 as Samantha Cooks. So for me, there's... And I used some software as well, facial recognition software, just to be 100% sure. And I ran the pictures through, and all the pictures bounced back as you know, 99.9% matches. I know when she was rumbled online by, you know, and this was internet users that rumbled her originally, because she was such a prominent use of social media. It was internet users that originally kind of linked or connected the dots here and said, you know, Carrie J. Williams is this woman who has these UK court cases and convictions. There was a conviction in the case, sorry, of the surrogate couple, and that linked her to that. So, you know, there is a trail there, and you know, we're more than convinced that they're the same person. I know when she was rumbled, I was about to say she did say she tried to blame it on a sister, but the, you know, the people we've spoken to are sure there is no sister, identical sister, or someone has the same two moles on her neck as Carrie Jade, a.k.a. Samantha Cooks.
And Mark, may I ask you, what were the nature of the convictions that this woman got in Fermoy?
So, in Fermoy, that's in 2019, there was one conviction there for fraudulently taking just over €800 off a gentleman for pretending she was a qualified counsellor to give a needs assessment for a special needs daughter. he was looking for a special needs assistant for his daughter in school. And, you know, it can be very hard to get an appointment to have someone assessed. But this is what's happening in Dublin as well a couple of years earlier. So in 2017, we spoke to a taxi driver, Julie Lee, who was driving when she moved to Cork. Samantha Cooks was known as Rebecca Fitzpatrick. She was actually working as an au pair in a teacher's house, and then when Julie Lee was driving her around Cork, she would bring her into homes, and, you know, she'd collect her in an hour or two, and she'd come out with big quads of cash, sometimes 300-400 euros. She wouldn't be able to pay the fare until she'd been paid cash in hand, and she was saying she was doing assessments, psychiatric assessments, that she wasn't qualified to do. So the 2019 conviction in Fermoy was for taking that improperly, basically fraudulently taking that 800 odd euro off a gentleman for assessing his daughter, even though she'd no qualification to do so. But as well as that one conviction, four other crimes were taken into consideration, and they all arose from the Glenageary time. So they were, one of those cases was taking 100 euro off Hilary Geelon, one of the women we interviewed for the piece in the Sunday Independent at the weekend. She paid her 100 euro to do these assessments, you know, and she said, like, she couldn't believe what these assessments are like, you know, that she would come in, Samantha Cooks would come into her house, and she had a little box of tricks like glitter and markers, and she said her son had no interest in that and then wanted to go outside. And they kind of, once you throw all the stuff about, she had Samantha Cooks basically running after her son around the estate while he was on the scooter. To, you know, she said, you know, she paid her the money, but she knew that there was something wrong. And in both in Dublin and in Cork later, Samantha Cooks, aka Kerry Jade Williams, was quite keen to set up these Lapland trips, and she was taking money off people in Dublin to take their special needs kids over to Lapland. And but in the case of Dublin and in Cork, neither trip happened. And among those cases in Fermoy in 2019 were cases where people had paid money over to Samantha Cooks, and, you know, they were counted as theft in the court record. So there was a total of four counts that were taken into consideration, and she was given a prison sentence, but of about, I think it was 14 weeks in Fermoy, but the whole sentence was suspended, and so she didn't serve any time over that.
And that's Mark Tighe, senior journalist with the Sunday Independent, speaking to me about in relation to Kerry Jade Williams, a woman we interviewed on Radio Kerry on this show last year. She lived in Kenmare at the time. She said she'd been diagnosed with the rare degenerative disorder Huntington's disease, that she had won, and this is factual, she did win the Bodley Head Financial Times essay prize about writing about her having Huntington's disease, and how technology helped her to find her voice as a creative person. Questions now have been asked and raised about the veracity of her story. As I said, we've tried to contact Kerry Jade Williams. We've heard no response from her. She's very welcome to get in touch if she wishes. Mark Tighe and other journalists have sought to contact her as well in relation to it, but she's given no response to the investigations, which strongly suggest that she is not in fact Kerry Jade Williams, but that her real identity is that of Samantha Cooks, an English woman in her 30s who back in 2011 was convicted of defrauding money from a couple who couldn't have children, and who she said she would act as a surrogate for them, but she didn't fulfil that promise. And as Mark said there, she's also been convicted in relation to fraudulent matters here in Ireland as well. We'll bring you the second part of my interview with Mark and his deep dive into the identity of this woman, Kerry Jade Williams, aka Samantha Cooks. We'll bring that after these. And if you have come across Kerry Jade Williams, or if you've had any experience in dealing with her, you might get in touch with us on the programme. We have spoken to a number of people in Kenmare over the last number of weeks, and we appreciate them speaking to us. It's just been very hard it's very hard always to cover a story when such strong allegations are made, when you can't actually get in contact with the subject directly and put those allegations to them. We continue continue the second part of our interview with Mark Tighe, senior journalist with Sunday Independent, and why he is satisfied through his deep investigations that Carrie Jade Williams, an award-winning writer, Lillian Kinmare, who said that she had a fatal disease, is in fact a woman called Samantha Cooks, who was convicted of fraud in the UK 11 years ago. From what you're telling me, though, Mark, the amounts of money involved ranging from 100 euro up, nothing seemed to exceed 1,000 euro in what was taken from people. It's not really a lot of money, because when you hear about fraudster cases in general, you often hear about people losing thousands, even tens or hundreds of thousands of euro.
Yeah, like the headline one was just over 800 euro, which obviously a significant amount of money for anyone to pay over. But like in the case of the families in North Wicklow, South Dublin, they had a 20,000 euro check that was ready to go to Julie Fitzwilliam, as they knew her then. But she actually collapsed in Easton's in quite kind of dramatic circumstances. And Hilary Geelan, the woman we interviewed, was called, you know, kind of urgently, can you come and help me? I'm in hospital. And she was quite flustered and panicked. We don't know what caused her to collapse, but she was taken to hospital, and Hilary went in and helped check her out. And this is kind of when she knew something was wrong. There was no personal to her name. The name she was giving at the time, Julie Fitzwilliam, at the desk. But when she described the circumstances of her collapse, she goes, oh, that woman, that's Samantha. She's in cubicle 3. I think she stayed in Hillary's when Hillary checked her out that night. And this is only a day or two before she's with you to get the 20,000 check for the Lapland trip. She's convinced now that Samantha was panicked and thought the guards were onto her because she used her real name. Obviously, maybe to check for her medical records, or she couldn't use an assumed name, you know, when she was going to hospital. And she left that scene then in mid to late 2016. We think she might have gone to Westport for some time, but the next confirmed place I've been able to track her to is Cork, and there Julie Lee, the taxi driver, reported at the Gardaí as well before. Again, this is kind of late summer when she was trying to get this Lapland scheme going again. She left the Cork region, but she was obviously tracked down by the Gardaí and got that conviction in 2019. So, like, I don't know what was her aim, to get large amounts of money off people, or we don't know. Like, you know, we'd love to talk to Samantha and see what was her goal here. You know, was she trying to set herself up and actually organise these events, which, you know, seems very strange, or, you know, was there some other goal? So, like, I don't know what her motive was.
And Mark, I know you've tried diligently to contact Carrie Jade Williams, Samantha Cooks. We have tried contacting her as well when we were made aware of allegations against her. A number of people from Kenmare contacted us about her before Christmas, and we've emailed and rang her, the number that we had for her, but we haven't heard from her yet. So we just want to say that every effort has been made to contact this woman and put these very serious allegations that have been made against her to her, and she's very welcome to respond at any time if she wishes.
Yeah, and like, look, I was trying before we published our article to contact her, but, you know, through WhatsApp, text and phone calls, we haven't been getting responses. I know Ellen Coyne did, who wrote a piece in the Irish Independent on Saturday, did get some brief conversation with her, and there was talk about her, you know, contacting a lawyer or responding, but, you know, in the end she hasn't responded. You know, when she moved to Kerry, she built since 2020, and this, you know, becoming a writer and the talk about the Huntington's disease, she's built quite an international profile. You know, winning the Financial Times Bodley Head Prize, she's been featured on, you know, the Wellcome Trust, a big scientific organization's website in America. The Alzheimer's Society, as reported on Sunday in the UK, had brought her in as one of the four innovators that it was in this kind of a startup pact where they're pumping money into people who were developing new technologies, and Carrie Jade Williams was one of four they selected for that program, where she could have got up to 100,000 sterling to develop a voice app reminder thing for people who are suffering from degenerative brain diseases. So, you know, she was in line for various different things. Netflix have said there was no deal done. I know that's something she claimed to have done, but, you know, Netflix say they have no record such a deal. So, you know, there are a number of questions. You know, how far along was she on these various projects that she'd spoken about? You know, she obviously convinced people like the Alzheimer's Trust to invest in her. I'd love to know how far along she'd gone on that. You know, what was basically a software package. I'd love to know what, you know, the screenplays and novels she talked about, the Netflix deal, you know, was there any substance to that? There's so many questions that only Samantha Cook, Kerry Jade Williams can answer, yeah.
Absolutely, and again, one would like to talk to her about, obviously there have been tragic events in her life as well, such as the death of her baby, what impact that has had as well. As I said, it is hard for me to do this interview, Mark, because we would normally, and you're the same, we would normally like to speak to the subject and put these issues about them, but we can't. Coming back to some of the people who this woman dealt with in relation to promises of assistive technology or to help children with their children who have autism or who are on the autistic spectrum, people might say, well, of course parents are desperate and they'll do anything for their children, but were they a little naive as well, and shouldn't they have checked that this lady was Garda vetted and had the suitable qualifications?
Anyone that knows anyone or that has a child that, you know, may have special needs, you know, it's, if you hear of some way to kind of take a shortcut maybe, or, you know, just to unfortunately there are, you know, it's a deplorable situation in Ireland that the waiting times to have assessments done or to get treatment for children with special needs is, you know, can be over a year, and it's an awful thing, you know, if children are, you know, not developing, or, you know, if their behaviour is getting worse. And if someone's out there saying I can help, or if a friend of yours has been won over and has trust in someone, you can understand completely how these mothers or fathers would go, oh, well, look, you know, this person, she's talk, you know. And this is the thing that so many of the women I spoke to said, that, you know, just that she was so convincing, you know, that she'd done her research, she seemed to know what she was talking about. It was only kind of then when they had her in that, you know, things didn't sit right. So, and this is, I suppose, where I don't have any sympathy for her, in that a lot of these mothers feel, you know, traumatized by what happened. You know, they feel that, you know, they trusted someone and that they were taken advantage of. Some of them paid money over, and they shouldn't be paying money over to someone that wasn't professionally qualified, and she represented herself as being professionally qualified when she wasn't. Their trust and faith in people is irreparably broken because of what Samantha Cook did to them. So I think I wouldn't have a lot of sympathy for her because of, you know, the damage she's done there.
Society functions on trust. Without trust, a society can't function, an economy can't function. And I'll say this for Radio Kerry, when we spoke to this woman, you take what people say on good faith, and in 99 times out of 100, people are genuine and say who they are. All these stories that come out about fraudsters in general, and I'm just speaking about the generality, when we hear about stories about people who present themselves but aren't actually who they say they are, people are fascinated. But I think it does go back to the sense that there has been a betrayal and that trust has been lost or taken advantage of.
The Irish Dublin International Screenwriters Festival, I know, like, they're a new festival, and they feel like, you know, they just feel, you know, so disappointed that she took a place, you know, she won a place on the, you know, Meet the Producers event they organised last year, and they just feel like, you know, she represents herself as someone who's genuine, you know, someone with a terminal illness, you know, someone with this unique story, and, you know, she took a place that should have been there for someone who was genuine. So, you know, even though she may not have done a lot of harm in the kind of writing side of things, I think she misrepresenting of it, unfortunately, has taken place from other people. And then what was really fascinating for me as well is, you know, she built up this following of the disability advocate on both Instagram and TikTok, and then when people were questioning her and presenting, you know, what turns out to be, you know, verifiable evidence, you know, of her background, they were getting attacked by her army of followers on TikTok. People make a video saying, you're disgusting, you know, why are you having a go with this woman who only wants to make the world a better place? You know, she's only an advocate for disability rights. Who thinks, you know, we shouldn't make, you know, whether it be software or buildings or your public services more accessible for people with disabilities? So there's a lot of backlash. She sold these sensory items on her website. I know a lot of those women, a lot of them in England, have ordered things and not received anything. And, you know, they've made videos saying, you know, I've ordered this stuff, I can't get my money back. And they're getting attacked from some of Kerry Jade Williams, you know, loyal fans. That's just over buying, you know, kind of small things like lights or carpets with, you know, certain lights in them, you know, that she sold. There was a range of things, you know. She started off kind of as an au pair, and then moved into kind of this disability area where she was kind of held herself out of a therapist and an expert, and then was someone who was going to take her children away to this magical event in Lapland, and then she became this amazing writer. So, you can see how she kind of evolved and changed her story. She was a real chameleon, but yeah, she definitely took a lot of different people in. So I don't think anyone should be ashamed, I suppose, for believing in her. She's obviously a very talented and creative person. What's driving her is a real mystery.
And finally, Mark, she was in Kenmare last year. Do we know where she is or where she was last reported to be? We heard before Christmas that she might have been in Tralee, but we haven't been able to establish that rumour.
I heard that, you know, her hair was now blonde. She'd still been in Ireland before Christmas. But, you know, like one of the writers I spoke to in America was showing me messages where she spoke about going to live in America maybe for a year and get this experimental surgery, which would involve kind of brain implants from that have been technology developed by Elon Musk's company, you know, and you're like, is that true? Is that another tall story? So I don't know, you know. It'll be interesting to see, you know, like the guards have kept their kind of cards close to their chest in terms of whether there's an ongoing or live investigation. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if anyone else brings forward a complaint, and, you know, if the Gardaí treat it as a live investigation. At the moment, they say they won't comment on that in that regard. If she comes forward and wants to explain things, it would be fascinating. There's a plethora of questions we'd all love to ask her.
Indeed we would. That's Mark Tighe, senior journalist with the Sunday Independent, about Carrie Jade Williams, who we spoke to on the show last year, living in Kenmare, an award-winning writer, saying that she had Huntington's disease, a fatal condition. Now Mark's investigation and many others, he is satisfied and many others are satisfied that her real name is not Carrie Jade Williams, but that she is in fact Samantha Cooks, a convicted fraudster from the UK. When we contacted her email address back in December, for Carrie Jade Williams, we got an automatic response, and it said this: message added externally. Unfortunately, due to a significant medical situation, this email is currently not being monitored. It's hoped it will be monitored from December 25th. This delay is unavoidable due to the ongoing medical situation. And that was the email address which we had been dealing with for Carrie Jade Williams when we spoke to her last year.